This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here for another hour. Answer as many gardening questions as I can. Do everything I can to help you out. For those of you just joining us after the summer vacations, etc., this is Paul's youngest son, Patrick. Unfortunately, about a month ago, my father passed away. But his one thing that he wanted was for me to continue the show, to fill his legacy, that type of thing. We had been talking for years about how this was going to be my show someday. Obviously, didn't expect it to be that now. But I'm here now to answer your questions. And I say these things just so you understand that my father has really taught me a lot, done a lot to get me there. I, by no means, in the brain that my father was, I don't think anybody really has or ever will be. But I'm going to try to get there for you. He had 35 years on me, so I think he had a few years to learn a few more things for me and some extra things. So give us a call. We can answer your gardening questions at 855-660-4261. Let's go right into the phone lines. Who's up first this hour?
First this hour, we have Ann, who has a question about some lilacs.
Ann, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you. My lilacs are brown at the top, not all of them, but a couple of them. And there's some leaf curl, and there's definitely some fungus. Or at least it looks like fungus on the outside of the leaf. What do I spray with? And when can they be cut back? Because I'd like to keep them shorter and bushier.
Well, so there are a couple things going on here. So with the lilacs, you said there's leaf curl and you see a fungus on it?
Yes.
What color is the fungus that's on it?
The outside of the leaves have a gray blotchiness.
Okay. So if you want to use organic fungicide. You can use a product like Serenade out there. You could use a copper fungicide from Bonide. That type of thing to help with the fungus control. They're organic, so the organic fungicide is only going to last about every 7 to 10, 10 to 14 days. So you're going to have to spray it a couple times, especially since we're in the growing. It's still in the growing season. If you want to go, synthetic, the Bonide has a couple products. You can use Funganil or Infuse. Infuse comes in a concentrate, a ready-to-use, which would be like a trigger spray, and ready-to-spray, which would attach to the hose. And you can spray the whole plant down. You want it to drip. You don't want it to just be on the tips of everything. You want to make sure you get the underneath the leaves. You want to make sure you get the crotches of the branching, etc., and get the whole thing. if you're looking at it and saying, you know, I'm not sure if there's an insect involved as well, Bayer Advanced has a product. It's a 3-in-1 insect disease and miticide that you can be spraying on your plant, on the lilac. Kind of a all-purpose type. That way you can get a little bit more into it. Seems like you know that it's a fungus, so the straight fungicides would work. But if you had the concern that there maybe might be like an insect or mite on there, the 3-in-1...
Pearl 2.
Does yeah, so,
fungus make the leaf curl?
Some funguses do make a leaf curl. What I would suggest doing is where those the leaf curl is, take a look and see if there's anything, any holes in it, if there's any... if the leaf has turned like a yellowy type leaf instead of that green.
It's yellowy underneath, but it's green on top.
Okay, so, you know, there it might have... Take a look and see if there's like a mottling of the leaf where there's a little bit of green, a little bit of yellow. If that's the case, then you probably have a piercing, sucking type insect. So you could actually use that 3-in-1. When I look at something that has as a fungus, you know, I always think that there's another, like a secondary cause that's going on with it, and I always think that there's going to be an insect too. So I try to look a little bit. So that's why I suggested
what
that 3-in-1.
What made the upper leaves turn black or turn brown? And their leaves are half alive and half dead. The outer edges are brown, and the middle part of it's green.
So it could be a couple things. That could be an insect chewing on it. It also could be scorch from the sun. When it rains and the water sits on top of the leaves, it could just scorch it and turn it brown like that. But it seems like since it's on the outer edges like that, it's probably an insect attacking it there, the piercing, sucking type insect. Some of the burn, you would see like little black dots on the top of it or little holes in it if it was like scorch. The other thing, another side that could be, with the weather we've been having, with it being so hot, even established plants are having an issue getting water. So what could have happened is it got stressed out, it was dry, and it started to lose some of the moisture in the leaves, which could have caused the scorch as well. So it seems like it could be a number of things for you. So I'd almost lean more onto the fact of the 3-in-1.
Okay.
There's also a product from Bonide. It's called Rose RX. It's also a 3-in-1, too. So you could use that. Really depends on what you're looking to do. But I like the 3-in-1 from Bayer Advanced. Great product to be spraying on the plant. And it comes in three forms. There's it's a concentrate and a hose end that I've seen. So that would definitely help. Now, as far as pruning the lilacs, the general rule of thumb with pruning anything that flowers is right after it flowers. You're probably starting to see a few buds coming onto the lilac. Those are setting buds for next year. Now, if you're looking at the plant and saying, you know, I just need this smaller now, it's not a bad time to do it. You're just going to have less flowers next spring. So you could do it now.
Stress to the plant.
It shouldn't at this point. What I'd like to see you do as well on top of the 3-in-1 is fertilizing the lilac as well at half the rate of the product. Now, you could use like a plant tone from Espoma and use that at half the rate. As you stated, that there's fungus and there's issues to the plant. So the plant is weak. So you want to try and feed it to get it stronger, to come back and be better for you next spring, and to make it through the winter. So fertilizing it at half the rate that you would normally do in the spring is definitely going to help it. And this spring is definitely important for you to fertilize it again, to just get it stronger so any of the things that have happened, the plant can really do what it needs to for you.
And when should the majority, like your rhododendrons, except for when should they be fertilized this fall?
So I'd say they could be starting to get fertilized in the next week or two. Again, it's one of those things where you use half the rate of what the product with, usually Espoma is the best for fertilizing those with granular forms. You use half the rate that you would use in the spring, but the follow up is making sure you do it again in the spring. Continuously feeding it in the spring and the fall, is going to help you long term. If you stop or miss one in between, you're more susceptible to have fungus, insects, that type of thing.
Okay.
The weather. And go ahead.
I have one last question.
Yeah.
I have a desiccant put on some of the plants. Does that help, like your lilac too? Even though they would probably be leafless then.
So, I've actually usually it's on evergreen shrubs. My father in the past has talked about roses, hydrangeas, about spraying the buds. I would suggest on the lilacs, if you're seeing those buds there, spraying the buds as well. That's the part of the plant that's exposed to the elements, where the branches are too, but the branches have that bark to protect them, whereas the bud, it's out there. So I don't think it is a bad thing. Just remember, most of the antidesiccants only last, I want to say like 60 to 90 days. So if you spray them in October, say you do it October 1st, then it's November 1st, December 1st, January 1st. So, try to wait as long as you can into the fall before it gets too cold. So that should definitely help you, Anne. We appreciate the phone call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here for another 40 minutes to answer all your gardening questions.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Barron Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. And I know we have a few people on the line, so let's get right back on the line. Who's up next?
Coming up next, we have Ed in Massachusetts.
Ed, welcome to the Paul Barron Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I got a question about my asparagus.
Okay.
Can I fertilize them this time of year, and what should I use?
Well, so the asparagus, you could definitely fertilize it, but I wouldn't go like a heavy rate. I wouldn't go like a quick. I wouldn't go like a quick liquid food. I'd go more of a granular. If you want to use like a spoma, you could use like their. Garden Tone. They have a Garden Tone that is for fruits and veggies. You could even use like the Tomato Tone product.
Okay.
Tomato Tone. You know, they just have a lot of different names for them, but those would be fine. It could definitely see it doing now and just helping it getting into that cooler weather. Because I know you're really looking for it to keep producing until the next season, etc. I wouldn't go like a heavy dose, like I said. I'd go on a lighter dose.
Okay.
Usually like half the rate of what the product will say. They're giving you the rates that would be like the perfect growing temperatures, the growing degree days, etc. But I would do that just to help you get into the winter and into for next spring, that type of thing. I would definitely do that.
When should I do it in the spring?
Once the ground is starting to really thaw and has been thawed, and the temperatures are starting to even out, in the spring we have some real heavy fluctuations where it'll be like 70 during the day, let's say, and then 40 at night. You don't want to see those huge temperature drops.
Okay.
Maybe if it's like the 60s during the day to 50s at night or high 40s. Usually we're talking April, beginning of May. That type of thing. You know, we still have usually the frost warning in New England. The last one is usually, I say usually because it always tends to change, but, you know, May 20th or so is like the last frost air in the area. I know this year, the more northern you are, the longer it is. I know Canada, Nova Scotia got late frosts this year. So it really depends on the growing temperatures. You play it by ear, see what the temperatures are like, that type of thing.
Okay, good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed, for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Who's up next?
Coming up next, we have Shirley in New Hampshire.
Shirley, welcome to the Paul Barron Garden Club. How can we help you?
Morning. I have three clumps of rhubarb. And one clump, it has the nice wide sticks. And the other two clumps, the sticks are so narrow that I have to cut maybe almost the whole thing to get anything to, you know, to cook. And I was wondering why.
Now, they're three separate clumps?
Yes.
Are they pretty much right near each other?
Oh, about maybe 2 feet, around 2 feet apart.
Okay. And has this happened multiple years in a row, or is it just more of this year?
No, this is my third year that I've had them.
Okay. What have you been fertilizing with them?
Cow manure.
Just cow manure, nothing else?
Yes.
Okay. Is one spot a little sunnier than the others, would you say, or are they all really the same everything?
No, about the same, yeah.
Okay. One of the things I'd like to see you do is fertilize a little bit more with other than just cow manure.
Mm-hmm.
Doing like a garden tone.
Uh-huh.
By Espoma, doing that in the spring. You could also use like a 10-10-10 all-purpose fertilizer.
Uh-huh.
What seems to be, in my thoughts, is the one that's doing the best is taking all of the nutrients out of the soil.
Okay.
And doing that type of thing. So I think you really need to fertilize a little bit more and heavier in the spring, and maybe like a 10-10-10 a couple times a year. If you want to hang on to the line, we're about to go to a commercial break. It'll be a couple minutes, and I can give you a little bit more information, because fertilizing is not the only thing you can do for it. So hang tight for me, Shirley, and we'll be right back with you.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Residents along the South Atlantic coast are being told to prepare now for the likelihood they'll be facing a major hurricane in about 5 days. Tropical storm Florence is expected to become a hurricane later today and will gain strength as it heads towards the southeast U.S. Heavy rains take lives in Texas. That story from USA Radio's John Clemens.
14 inches of rain fell in Corsicana, Texas since Friday, but the flash floods proved deadly in Fort Worth, claiming 3 lives. A mother who was operating her car with her 2-year-old daughter inside were swept off the road by the wake from passing vehicles. Authorities also found the body of a man in his submerged vehicle around 2:30 Saturday afternoon.
Steelworkers nationwide are prepping for a possible strike against U.S. Steel. If they pull the trigger on that, it would be the first since 1986. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Shirley about her rhubarb. I had just talked about fertilizing and making sure there's a little bit more fertilization to it. She's talking about how the stems were smaller on a couple of them. A couple things I want to make sure you do is make sure that those are planted in well-drained soils. If water just sits there, what it can cause is it can cause like a root or a crown rot to those others. That causes the stems to be smaller. Take a look and see around the stems if the soil is too high. Make sure that it's exposed on the bottom. And also make sure that it's not just sitting in water. That adds some of the stress to it. The other thing is, I'm assuming the one that's doing really well has gotten large. It might be overpowering the one if it's, you said it was maybe like 2 feet to each other.
Right, yeah.
Maybe try to space it out a little bit more so that the airflow can go through them.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the things that happens with rhubarb, with being like a leafy vegetable, like how wide it can get. You want the stems to get some air and some sunlight. If you put a couple close to each other, sometimes they block the sun from getting in. The other thing is, during the season, take a look at it and see if anything's turning yellow or if there's any, like, little red spots or leaf spots on there. Those could be causing some of this. There could be an insect on there earlier in the season. But it seems like you've been doing it for 3 years, and it seems mm-hmm. like this always happens, right? One is really well and the other two are not, or is this just the first year?
No, it's been like that. Now, where I've got it planted, the dirt is very, very
like sandy, dry all the time.
Okay, well, that's good.
And also this year, the stems, you can just take a hold of them and just, it's like they're almost broke off down next to the ground. You could just take and pull them right out so easy.
Yeah, so that really does sound like a root or a crown rot.
Okay.
So you really just need to get rid of the plant that's there. Don't keep it there, because I know a lot of them you can leave, you know, year after year. I've seen them in my father's garden here. Get rid of those. Don't put them in a compost bin. Put them in the trash. You know, get rid of them. Because that rot, or the it's a fungus. And a bacteria that could be there. So what I'd like you to do is kind of clean up that soil as well that's there.
Okay.
And get some new soil with new plants in there for next year. Or try to place it in a different location that's not there.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, even though there's a lot of sandy soil, that could just be sitting a little bit more, the water there. We did have a large amount of rain this summer.
Right.
Compared to years before. Years before, you know, maybe once every other week, we were getting multiple days in a row. So that could have added to it this year, but that doesn't explain the years prior. So I really think there's some sort of rot fungus type thing there. You can also use a product from Monterey. It's called Agrifos.
Okay.
You can put that in the soil once you've gotten rid of those couple that are affected, and it will help take care of the soil as well. It'll clean it out. It's not going to, you know, it'll help prevent this disease from going to others, and then you would have to use it as like a foliar spray later.
Okay.
But that's what it seems like to me. If they're really just coming down at the base like that, it's probably most likely a type of rot.
Yeah, I didn't know if I was putting the soil up too high, you know, around the bottom of it.
Well, that could also be. You want to allow the base to it be exposed.
Okay.
It's kind of like a tree with a root flare.
Uh-huh.
You know, trees, they have that little flare at the bottom. That wants to be exposed so the air can get to them.
Okay.
The bottom of the stalk of a... of a rhubarb wants to be exposed as well, so that the air can do it. So that I would definitely pull that away from the area.
Mm-hmm.
And any of the cow manure that you're doing, just mix into the soil around it. But I really do feel that it's a type of root or a crown rot that's happening to those two.
Okay, I'll try that then.
All right,
thank
Shirley,
you.
Good luck.
Yeah.
All right, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Who's up next?
Coming up next, we have Joyce out of Massachusetts.
Joyce, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. I have two problems. The first one is another lilac bush problem. In the storms this spring, one of my lilac bushes got badly damaged, and we cut it back, and the foliage, everything looks fine. But now I'm getting these huge, grotesque leaves coming out of the branches. I mean, like 6 inches long, darker green, very shiny. Some kind of a mutation. Should I just cut off that part? I don't know what to do with it.
I would definitely cut it off and get rid of it for the mutation like that. Is it hard? Is it like a gall type, or is it just the leaf?
No, it's the leaves look super healthy. They're deep green, shiny, but they don't look like lilac. I mean, they look like lilac leaves, but they're huge.
Okay. Is it from the base or is it from the top?
Yes.
It's from the base?
Yep.
Okay, so I would definitely get rid of that. It's if it's coming out of the base, it's more than likely some sort of sucker growth, that type of thing, and it's going to take away from the plant itself.
Yep.
So I get
sense.
Rid of
yep.
those to allow the plant to focus on the rest of the plant itself. So if it's attached to the base of the plant and it goes kind of like straight up, that sucker growth... That sucker growth right there, what it's doing is that's taking water from the rest of the plant.
Uh-huh.
It's taking the nutrients
from
the rest of the plant.
And I can do that now.
Yeah, definitely get rid of it.
Okay, great. I will. And now my other problem is, last year I put in a perennial garden. We had had a large swamp maple tree. We had it cut down and ground, the roots ground down. I put in tons of topsoil and compost and planted a variety of perennials, the knockout roses, balloon flowers, cone flowers, grasses, lilies. And after I put them in the garden, it was beautiful. This spring, only about half of the things that I planted came up. And, oh, also, the one thing that has thrived is hummingbird mint. It's just been in bloom the whole summer, attracting bees. The rest of the garden has really struggled. I went to my garden center, and I got some fertilizer called BioRemedy and a compost called Bumper...
Bumper Crop?
Yes. And I did that liberally. But, by gosh, this garden is still struggling. It just, it doesn't thrive. And I have the same plants in another small garden outside my kitchen window, and they're just thriving. But in this garden, half die and the other half struggle.
And you said right at the beginning that there was a swamp maple that used to be there?
That's right.
And how much of it did they get rid of when they...
I mostly spread it.
So
spread it around.
But when they did like a stump grinding, they didn't take the stump out.
That's
how
right.
How far down did they go?
Oh, around 6 inches, I think.
Okay, that could be one of the issues. So with a swamp maple like that, the root systems go out pretty decent.
Yes, they're way remote. Out in the. I know that. Yeah, you're right.
And so what had happened is those roots, to be honest, are still surviving. Because they survive off of the nutrients that are in the ground, underground. And so by only going down a couple inches like that, that 6 inches, they didn't get everything. They didn't get all the roots. Putting soil and everything on top of it does help, but you almost have to put a couple feet of soil to really, you know, maybe, 12 to 18 inches to allow yourself to really get a good base under there. Because what's happening is those plants are still looking for nutrients. They're still doing that type of thing. So they're taking any fertilizer, any water from some of those plants that you're putting there.
So can I spread the topsoil now, or would I have to take up those plants and...
Well, so some of the areas...
What can I do
that,
about it now?
Yeah, so some of the areas, obviously, you don't have anything, so you can throw down the soil without moving anything. Maybe in a couple weeks when the temperatures, we don't have such a fluctuation. It's still supposed to be 80s at the end of this week. We have like another day or so of 60s, at least in Massachusetts. And so it's, you know, you want to get the temperatures a little lower, but you could transplant some of the plants that are surviving and get them up. Like that the mint that you have is a shallow rooted plant. So it doesn't need a lot. Whereas some of, you know, your other stronger perennials that have a deeper root system need a little bit more of that soil to go. What I'd also suggest doing is fertilizing a little bit more often in there. Using like a 10-10-10 instead of using...
Oh, my gosh. My husband told me he wanted to put 10-10-10 on there. I said, no way.
Well, so one of the reasons why you would want to do it, you know, a lot of times people would think, you know, maybe it's a little bit too much. So I understand where you're coming from. But because they have the feeder roots under there from the maple, you're still feeding that maple. So that maple's going to be pulling from it. So the lower amount that you have on there, it's not going to be able to spread out to the others.
I gotcha.
So, and that's almost like an every 6 week interval type. You know, do that early in the spring and then 6 weeks, then 6 weeks. The other thing you could do, probably like March or April, for the perennials and everything that's there, use like a heavy, like a super phosphate, like a heavy middle number with it, which would be like a 0.450. What that does is helps promote root growth on the plants. Obviously, over time, the maple is going to slowly start to die off a little bit, so this is going to help the root systems that are there.
Okay. Just one question. Should we do the 10-10-10 now, or?
I would think at this point, where are you in Massachusetts?
We're on the Cape. We're in Cape Cod.
Okay. You could definitely do it now.
Okay.
On the Cape, you guys get a little bit more warm. Your temperatures stay a little bit warmer later.
Yeah, we don't get a frost until usually December here.
Yeah, so you still have some growing temperatures there. So I do the 10-10-10 now, so you can actually allow it to give something back to those to get them stronger and then ready for the winter.
Okay.
So that the ones that are surviving can actually continue to survive for you. So that's okay. Kind of how I would do it.
Okay. Thank you for your help. Thanks for the information. I wondered about that. I thought it might be the shavings, you know, from the tree, but that's swamp maple. Okay, great. Thank you, Patrick.
No problem, Joyce. Thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here for another couple of minutes. We'll try to take a few more calls and do everything we can to help you out. But if not, go to the website, paulparent.com. Go all the way down to the bottom and hit contact us with your questions.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can.
because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I think we got time to do maybe one or two calls left, so let's get right back to the line. Who's up next?
Coming up next, we have Mike in Mass. He has a question about fertilizer.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm looking to put down the fall fertilizer, and I just didn't know which one I should do, because normally I just use the Scotts or the Lowe's products, and I see now they have fall fertilizer with Winter Guard, and like weed and feed with Winter Guard, and I'm just trying to put down the proper fertilizer. They do have a couple other problems too, but at least we can start with that.
I like to just use the winterizer at this point. It's something that you can put down now, and then again in about 6 weeks.
Okay, so that's just plain winterizer.
I like the winterizer myself. And you can do some with weed killer in it, but I like to fertilize at this point. What you're really trying to do is help the root system get stronger for the winter and be better for next year.
Okay, so you put some down now and then about, you say, 6 weeks?
Yeah, everybody, you know, Scotts has a 4-step program. Others have, like, phases that are 4 phases. To be honest, way back, I actually talked with somebody from Scotts, and they actually recommend 5 steps. Basically, winterizer twice at the end. In New England and Massachusetts, we still have growing weather right now. And then in about 6 weeks, it's starting to cool down, and you still have a little bit of growing weather, but you're really trying to focus on the roots. So I like to do it like five times instead of 4 times. So I think that would be the way to do it. And I really just a winterizer.
And do those have certain numbers that I see all these numbers down below on the packages?
Yeah, so it has three numbers on there. It's nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. Nitrogen is to help green up. Phosphorus is to help the root system. And potassium is just an all general purpose there for you. Usually you're going to see, like, at this point, like either 19.05 or 19.00 or 19 or like a 20 something 05. It's usually lower numbers towards the fall. And that's just how the percentage of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium that's in the fertilizer itself.
Okay. And the other thing that I had was, I've noticed, actually two things. I did put the crabgrass preventer down in the spring, but over the summer we did get some crabgrass. So I don't know. I started too late to deal with that. Is there anything I can do for next season?
Yeah, so there's a couple things you can do. Some people will actually put down the crabgrass preventer twice. So they'll put it down originally and then 6 weeks later to get that as another crabgrass, the later crabgrass seeds that come out, because that preventer creates like a barrier and doesn't allow seeds. If you get it at a certain time...
Would that be just a plain crabgrass preventer on its own or like a weed?
You can do both. There's a crabgrass preventer with fertilizer is always the best way to do it, because you always want to feed the lawn. Or you could take a look at it. They have the crabgrass preventer is step one, and then they have the weed and feed as step two. But they also, Bonide has a crabgrass and other noxious weeds preventer that you can use as that second time. So that would be good to be doing in the spring. And then a little bit later, there's a product called crabgrass preventer or crabgrass control from Bonide that you can use. Comes in a hose end version concentrate, and you can spray that all over the lawn to help prevent the crabgrass. So that's definitely a good way to do it as well.
Okay. And I guess the last thing, I do notice there's what appears to be some like chickweed and clover in certain areas of the grass.
Yeah, and you're going to have to, unfortunately, wait till the spring to really be doing that.
Yeah, no,
it's already started to go to...
I'm just looking for the next year for that, too.
Yeah, so what I'd want you to use is Weed Beater Ultra, if you're going to do it in the spring, or Weed Beater. Both of them can be applied in the spring, but you need to do it 2 to 3 times, maybe 4 times, because they are powerful, and they have that root system that connects underground, and that's going to help it. So you're going to want to use that in the spring. Usually before July hits, at that point, it just has gone to seed, etc. So those are ones you would want to use. There's also the Clover Oxalis and Weed Killer. That's a good one to use as well. So try those out, Mike. We appreciate the phone call. We'll be back next week at same time, same hour, same everything. So give us a call. And get out there, get dirty in the garden today, plant something, make this world a better place, and definitely look out for each other.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.